为一个传道人。
And also you become a pastor.
其实呢，这个路程呢，其实是很艰难。
Actually, this journey is pretty painful.
但是我非常感谢神。
But I really thank the Lord.
他是为了要得到我们。
Because he wanted to win us.
曾经呢，我读到一段经文。
Before I read the passage in the Bible,
约翰福音十章十节。
John chapter 10, verse 10.
圣经说，盗贼来到这里，无非就是要偷盗、杀害、毁坏。
So Bible said the enemy come to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
我来是为了要羊得生命，并且得的很丰盛。
But I come for the sheep gain life and gain abundant life.
这段经文呢，我刚读的时候，我觉得对我很有用。
When I first read this passage, I found it really benefits me.
我就需要得生命，并且我要需要更需要过得更好。
So I know that I need life and I need to live a good life.
其实通过经历之后，我才感觉到。
But after many experiences, I feel
这个更丰盛是在主里面。
This abundance is in Lord Jesus.
是主要得到。
Because the Lord wants to get him.
我呢来到北美，为什么来到北美
？So why I came to America?
因为我和我的爱人都觉得我们要换个活法。
So because a man and a wife want to live a different life.
为什么要换个活法？
Why you want to live a different life?
我们那段生活很好。
So in China, our life was really good.
上个世纪九十年代初的时候。
At the early years of 90s.
我们月收入就一万多块钱。
Even the monthly income is 10,000.
我们住的环境也非常的好。
Where we live is a really good area.
那为什么要换个活法？
Why do we need to change our environment?
因为我们内心真的很空。
Because our inside is really, really empty.
我们的生活感觉非常的没有平安。
Our life has no any peace.
所以我们俩都不高兴。
So both of us, none of us are happy.
所以九七年的时候。
So 1997,
我们俩就申请移民加拿大。
So we applied for immigration.
感谢神，很顺利。
To Canada, so it's very smooth.
就批下来了。
So they granted us.
然后呢，我们就到美国去面谈。
So we went to United States for an interview.
因为去美国面谈，我们顺便还是一个旅游。
So because we want to go there and also. We can travel for a while.
不需要排队。
We don't need to line up.
所以呢，我们就到了美国。
So we went to United States.
所以在美国，来到美国之后。
So we come to United States.
我们接触了两家朋友。
So we met two families of our friends.
他们接待了我们。
So they received us.
并且临别的时候，他们都送给我们一句。大概是相同的话。
So before we leave their houses, they give us some words. They are similar.
你们应该去教会，在那里你们会得到好处。
You should go to church, and in the church you will be benefited.
所以我们俩都认为，我们刚到那里，人生地不熟，我们需要得到好处。
So we thought it's true. When we come to a new place, we need people and need to be benefited.
需要得到帮助。
We need help.
所以我们就去了教会。
So we went to the church.
很听话。
So we are really obedient.
所以我们到了美国第三天，我们第一件事情是干什么？是找教会。
So third day in the United States, we went to the church.
第四天是找这个教练，开车教练。
The fourth day, we found a coach to teach us to drive a car.
所以我们那阵是很听话。
So those days we really listened to our friends.
所以我们去了教会之后
，So we went to the church.
当大家唱圣诗的时候
，When people sing hymns to the Lord.
那我家的姐妹
，So my wife
就痛哭流涕
，So start crying, crying.
那就止不住的流眼泪。
So the tears are streamed down.
我就觉得很不习惯。
So I feel uneasy.
我就觉得这里怎么又回到了文革
？So this is like going back to the Cultural Revolution.
还在搞个人崇拜。
So people are worshiping people.
当大家祷告的时候
，So when they pray,
我就想起文革的时候早起是晚汇报的那个情景。
I thought about the Cultural Revolution. People have Chairman Mao's portrait.You have to talk to Chairman Mao, and then it's like a prayer.
所以我很不适应。
So I was really, really offended.
回家的路上，我就跟我们家姐妹说：“ So, 什么年代了，怎么还搞这些东西
？”On the way back home, I told my wife, "What are these days? We are still doing this."
要感谢神。
But we thank God.
因为牧师啊，弟兄姐妹非常的关照我。
At that time, the pastors and all the brothers and sisters really care about us.
因着他们的爱，让我们在教会里面就留了下来。
Because of their love, we stayed behind in the church.
那虽然诗歌、祷告我都不习惯。
Though I didn't really like sing hymns and prayer,
但是为了这个好处，我还留下来了。
For the benefit, I still stay.
那在1998年的时候啊，上半年。
So in 1998, the first few months.
在奥林匹亚村，美国西雅图的，在这个华盛顿州的奥林匹亚村，
in,
有一个布道会。
In Washington, Washington State and the Olympic Village, there is a crusade.
可能去的话要交什么20块钱，20美金。
So if you go, you have to pay $20.
但是对我来说，我不愿意交那个钱。
So for me, I didn't like to pay the $20.
但是我的牧师说，我为你交那个钱，你去吧。
So my pastor said, I pay the $20 and you go.
所以我就去了。
So I went.
当时是这个，谁？冯炳成啊，冯炳成牧师。
So that time it was a famous evangelist, Feng Bingcheng. He is a preaching evangelist. His message is really, really good. So I was really, really touched. And what he says was really reasonable.
就是他在呼召的时候
So when he give an altar call,
叫我非常痛苦。
So I felt very uneasy.
因为我里面有两个力量在征战。
Because I have two forces which are pulling me around.
一种力量，一个力量告诉我。
So one force says,
你刚送走了一个毛泽东，现在怎么又来个耶和华？
You just said goodbye to Mao Zedong, and now you receive Jehovah.
所以来说，我眼前就像这个过电影一样，我年轻小时候的一幕一幕的都在我眼前。
So it's like a movie. Many things happen in my childhood and youth. Many things come in front of my eyes.
并且国际歌的声音也在我眼前掠过。
And also the international song, as if it's sounding in my mind.
从来没有救世主，也不靠什么神仙皇帝。
So there's never been a savior. We don't depend on emperors.
这是我从小就唱的国际歌。
So we sing the international song when I was a child.
非常的熟悉。
And it's so familiar.
所以告诉我，你不要再上当。
So this voice told me, don't be deceived.
为自己箍上一个紧箍咒。
Don't put another bondage on you.
但是还有一种力量，声音告诉我。
And another voice told me,
在这个世上有一位救世主。
There is a savior in this earth.
他爱你，他要拯救你。
He loves you and he wanted to save you.
所以这两个力量叫我很挣扎。
So these two forces are pulling me apart.
到底选择哪个？
So which one should I choose?
我 浑身的汗流啊，这个汗从头上脖子上都流下来了。
So I sweat from top to bottom.
就在这个挣扎的过程里面。
So struggle.
我看了一幅画。
I saw a picture.
我是站在森林里面。
I was standing in a forest.
在我面前出现了一条路。
So there is a way before me. The path.
上方是晴天白云。
And on the above, it's the sun. It's a sunny day.
路边是草地。
And beside the road, the greens.
在那个时候，我看了这个幅画，叫我心里非常的舒服。
So when I saw this vision, I saw peaceful.
当我再看的时候，没有。
But when I want to look further, it disappeared.
后来我就想，如果你是真神的话，你叫这幅画再给我显示一遍。
So I did a prayer. I said, if you are the true God, let this picture appear again.
就在这时，这幅画又出来了。
So this picture appear again.
所以在那个时候，我相信这位神他是真的。
So then I know this God is true.
所以我的手举起来了。
So I lift up my hand.
不但如此。
Not only so.
散会之后。
After the meeting.
我见到人，我就跟人说。
So I tell everyone.
我得救了，我决志了。
I'm saved. I decided to follow Jesus.
这种情况在过去在我身上是不可能出现的。
So, this would never happen before.
因为我觉得我政治是非在政治上是非常成熟的一个人。
Because I thought politically I'm a very mature person.
我的喜怒是不形于色的。
So my sorrows and my pain, my happiness would not be shown on my face.
所以我后来我也感到很惊讶。
So I was surprised by myself.
我是不是太轻浮了？
Am I too easy.
但是我感觉就从那天开始。
So from then on,
我整个人释放。
So I'm liberated.
我过去是为人怎么看我而活。
Before I live for people's opinions, people's eyes.
所以我的言行都是为了叫人给我一个好的看法。
So what I did was to please people.
在那个时候我觉得我是为主而活。
So from that time on, I know I'm living for the Lord.
我要讨主的喜悦。
I want to please the Lord.
所以我整个的人完全的释放。
So my whole being is liberated.
那种快乐是我过去不曾有过
的。 That kind of joy and happiness never happened before.
所以那个时候，从那个时候，我脸上出现了自然的笑容。
From then on, smile always appear on my face.
那么
It's natural.
信了主之后，
and after I become Christian,
那么还有一个障碍，
there's another block which blocks me.
就是祷告。我知道祷告很重要。
I know that prayer is important.
但是我一祷告的时候，我就看见，我就想象到那个文革的时候，我爸爸妈妈的早请示晚汇报，我很反感。
So when I think about prayer, I just thought about the Cultural Revolution. My father and mother always go to the portrait mall to pray and to ask. I was really, really, didn't like it at all.
但是上帝是爱我。
But God really loves me.
他愿意我跟他能够有沟通。
So he likes me to have communication with him.
那么因为我们在那里啊，我们在等待。这个面谈
because we were in states to wait for the interview for immigration.
所以我们带的钱呢花的差不多了。
So the money in our pocket was almost gone.
所以我们也不能工作，所以我们呢，我得炒股票在那啊挣钱。
So I couldn't work in the states. So I need money. So I started investing in the stocks.
所以为了这件事呢，我还特意买了一个新电脑。
So for this, I bought a new laptop.
有一天早晨，我就起来，
so, morning,
想买一只股票。
So I wanted to buy a stock.
用我全部的钱投进去。
So I invested all my money.
这是一个关键的时候。
So this is a key moment.
我认为对我来说，它非常的重要。
I believe that was really, really important for my life.
所以我心里也很激动，也很紧张，晚上一晚上也没睡着觉。
So I didn't sleep for the whole day because I was very nervous and happy.
所以早晨的时候，我早早就起来了。
So in the morning, I got up really early.
完了之后，但我又很害怕。
I was also afraid somehow.
所以我突然间在这个时候，我想起，哎呦，我还有一位神呢。
So suddenly I said, Oh, I have a God.
我应该向他祷告啊。
So I should pray to him.
那是我信了主之后第一次在主的面前跟他祷告。
So it's the first time I prayed to God after I believed.
我的祷告很简单，就是向他求一个不要能够叫我赚钱。
So I asked him, the Lord just grant me the stocks to make money.
我说求主，你给我一只股票，让我买了能够赚钱。
So Lord, you give me a stock when I buy, and it will profit.
非常简单，我反复读这句话。
So I prayed this same sentence again and again.
我祷告祷告，好像我在迷迷糊糊，好像在睡着了。
So I pray and I slept.
就在这个时候
，But while I was doing this,
有一句话，像我听到了，好像我又看见了这句话。
I found as if I see this sentence or listened, heard this sentence.
从我面前唰就过去。
It's like something going in front of my eyes.
这句话就是你要先求我的国和我的义。
And this word says, seek my kingdom and righteousness first.
我在这个时候突然间我清醒了。
So suddenly I awake.
我这句话非常的清楚。
And this words are very clear in my mind.
但是我不知道什么意思。
But I didn't know what that means.
什么叫他的国，他的义？
I didn't know what is kingdom and what is his righteousness.
但是我很清楚的知道，这是我祷告求来的一句话。
But I know this is the answer to my prayer.
所以我带着这句话，我就找牧师去了。我说这句话我祷告的，这什么意思？这是哪来的这句话？
So I brought this word to my pastor. I said, "What is this? What does this mean?"
所以牧师就把这个这段经文，马太福音里面翻到这一章
So the pastor turned the Bible to Matthew and explained.
就跟我一块儿来解释什么叫国，什么叫义。
So studied the Bible with me. What is the righteousness? What is the kingdom?
那天因为太紧张了。有一祷告，又得到这句话，不知道什么意思，所以股票没买。
So that day, because I got this word, and I was very nervous, and I forgot to buy the stock.
但是到那个时候，牧师呢，他就跟我说，你要参加教会的服事。
That day he said, "Okay, I think you should attend the any kind of services in the church."
我说我刚刚信主，我什么都不懂。
So I told him that I know nothing because I'm a new believer.
怎么服侍
？How to serve?
他说没关系，你就跟着一块儿跟我们一块儿做就好了。
It doesn't matter. You just follow us, do whatever you can.
真的也感谢神
So I really thank Lord.
那神也大大的使用我。
So the Lord used me.
哇，出去传福音。
I just go with them to preach gospel.
那其实我认识人非常少。
I know very few people.
但是呢，我跟人一讲，人家跟我去教会。
So when I talk to anybody, they just come with me to the church.
所以我把很多的人都带进了教会。
So I brought many people to the church.
在那个时候，我知道哦，神要用我。
So that time I knew God want to use me.
那后来呢，我们就离开了美国那个教会来到了温哥华。
So of course later on I left that church in the States and come to Vancouver.
那么来到这之后呢，我们的生活也都不错，慢慢的也都非常的好。
So when we come here and our life is pretty good and getting better.
很快买了房子。
And later we bought a house.
也很快有了一个小女儿。
And we had the second child, a daughter.
但是，上帝的感动一直在感动我。
But the Lord's calling is always in my heart to remind me.
这种感动是什么？就叫我不要再干这个了，不要再搞装修了，要去服侍我。
So I at that time I was doing renovation, and the Lord told told, I think, told me, don't do this anymore, just to go to serve me.
那我就有这受到这感动之后呢，我就怀疑这种感动是真实的。
But when I received this kind of call, I didn't feel this is real.
我在想，上帝给我这么多好的啊，又有孩子，又有房子啊，那么全家在一块儿很幸福，为什么还叫我放下这些去装备我自己？
So I thought God gave me a good family and kids and a house and everything. I'm pretty happy. Why God want me to put this down and to serve Him?
那么我要跟神求一个认证。
So I asked for a sign from the Lord.
所以我反复祷告，上帝也没给我一个印证，没有。
So I prayed many times, but the Lord didn't give me a sign to confirm.
但是我越感动。这份服侍的心就越强烈。
The more I pray, the more I find this feeling to serve Him is strong,
以致让我没有办法再工作下去。
So that I cannot really continue my original job.
常常有一种愧疚上帝的一种感觉。
So often I felt I owe the debt of God.
那么后来呢？这个我就跟弟兄姐妹一块分享。
So later on, I shared this with brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姐妹也跟我讲，那你现在在教会也有服侍啊，你服侍的很好，你在传福音，传的也很好，为什么要去，非得要走这条路呢？
So brothers and sisters said, you are doing good, you are serving good in the church, but why do you have to lay down those things?
那有的弟兄姐妹也告诉我，你要谨慎啊，这条路去了就回不来了。
So some people also said, if you go on this way, you cannot turn back.
对于我来说，我当然很谨慎。
Of course, I was very prudent, cautious.
我就在算计啊，我如果走了之后，生活怎么办？
So I thought, I did the calculations. If I go, and then what about the support for family life?
我也在算计，我去读神学的时候。我的费用，这些费用怎么支付
？If I go to a Bible college, and where comes all these fees?
算来算去，我决定不能去。
So I did a lot of calculations. I told the Lord, I cannot go.
因为怎么算都算不下去。
So no matter how you calculate, it doesn't balance well.
但是后来，啊，后来上帝通过这个，通过一段圣经。告诉我，你要先踏出这一步。
So later on, Lord showed me through a Bible verse, and you need to make the first step, step of faith.
大家知道，约书亚带领以色列人进迦南地的时候，过约旦河是怎么过去的
？You may remember in the Bible when Joshua led Israelites to go across the Jordan River.
就是这段经文。那团契叫我分享这段经文。
Interesting enough, in the Bible study group, they wanted me to share about this passage.
就在我预备的过程里面，神让我看见那个信心。
So when I was praying to share about this passage, I saw the faith.
那约书亚那是在约旦河涨水的时候，流速很快。
So when Joshua crossed the river, it was a time.River was flooding.
当抬约柜的人那个脚踏入河水的时候
，But when the priests who carried the ark of covenant when they stepped into the river,
约旦河水怎么样？就分开了。
So the water in the Jordan was stopped.
所以上帝通过这段经文来告诉我，要踏出这一步。
So God told me about this through the passage. You need to make a step of faith.
那也不容易，我要踏错了，上帝会看见我怎么办
？So I thought, is do you think that's easy? If I make the wrong step, what's going to happen?
所以来说呢，我还是不想去。
So later on, I still think I shouldn't go.
那上帝又使个招
So Lord then used another method.
那么突然间，我嗓子上面啊，我嗓子里面有些血吐出来。
So I found when I cough, there's blood.
去看家庭医生，家庭医生，你赶快去看专科医生。
So we go to see the doctor, family doctor, family doctor said, right away go to the specialist.
并且我马上就去了看专科医生。
So I went to the specialist right away.
那么去做检查。
So I did a check-up.
所以那天我去了医院。
So I went to the hospital.
护士说你换衣服吧。
So the nurse said, change your clothes.
给我一身纸的衣服。
Give me a purple robe.
然后我就换上了。
So I changed.
然后他就告诉你躺在那个床上。
So you lie down on this bed.
我一看这个床是铁床。
So I see this bed is made of iron.
冰凉的，躺在上 is cold. 医生也不来。
And the doctors didn't come.
所以我就看到这个屋里面的那些器械。
So I saw those equipment in the room.
我就在想。
So I thought,
我如果在这儿检查出癌症来，我就撂在这儿。
So if I was diagnosed of cancer, probably I would never go out.
开始很害怕。
So I started to have a kind of fear.
但是后来，神让我看见，生命是多么的重要。
So later on, God allowed me to see how important life itself is.
他所给我们这个生命，是到永恒的生命。这才是最宝贵的东西。
The life of eternal life he has given to us, that's the most precious.
我在床上躺了一个小时，医生还没来。
So I lie down there for 1 hour, the doctor didn't come.
我在这床上就决定，我回去，我一定去读神学。
So in that moment, I decided if I go back home, I will go to the Bible school.
这是圣灵在感动我。这不是我自己愿意去。
But the Holy Spirit touched me, moved me, and He wanted me to go.
所以回去之后我就去了。
So I went back home and made the decision to go.
我以为我去了之后，上帝一切都预备好了。
So I thought if I go to the Bible school, Lord will prepare everything for me.
但我到神学院之后
，So when I went to the Bible school,
我觉得约旦河没有开。
So I found. The Red Sea didn't open.
并且这个水一直是在往上走。
So I found actually the water is drowning me.
所以在刚去神学院的一段时间里面。
So the first few days in the Bible school.
晚上睡不着觉。
I couldn't sleep.
天天在出虚汗。
So every day I sweat.
那个神学院跟我想象的完全不同。
The Bible school is absolutely different from what I thought.
好像上帝把一切我所依靠的东西，过去依靠全给我砍断了。
As if the Lord has put away all the things I have depended on.
让我处在一个非常危险的境界里面。
So I put myself in a very dangerous situation.
我好像是趴在悬崖上。
As if I'm hanging on a cliff.
本来周围很多的人。藤子在这儿能够保护我。
Before there were a lot of vines I hung on,
但是在梦中全都没有了。
But in the dream, all those vines are gone.
我脸只有紧紧地贴着这个悬崖，不敢动弹。
I can only just stick on the rock. I couldn't move at all.
醒来之后一身冷汗。
So when I wake up, I was sweating.
怎么办？我就祷告吧。
What to do? I pray.
已经来了，我不能回去了。
Okay, now I already in the Bible school. I couldn't go back.
我就天天的祷告。
So every day I pray.
慢慢的，上帝就给我一些安慰。
So slowly, Lord gave me some comfort.
你让我看到，上帝之所以把我过去的那些依靠都给我砍去，他的目的。
So I slowly understand the purpose why God has removed all the support.
实际让我是紧紧地来依靠他。
He wanted me to hold on to him.
所以读神学
，so studying Bible school
对我来说不是只是知识的学习
，it's not just learning about knowledge，
而是那种依靠仰望的学习。
Learn to hang on to him and to cry out to him.
我从来没有那一份经历，就是说。我自己一分钱挣不上，我每天要花钱。
I never had any kind of experience that I couldn't make any money, but I have to spend the money all the time.
我过去是没有任何的缺乏的。
Because
从来没有缺乏过。
Before I had no any lack in terms of money.
但是在那个时候我什么都靠不了。
But that time I couldn't depend on anything.
所以学校的这个会计每天来找我要钱。
So the accountant, the secretary in the Bible school every day asked me for money.
你的学费什么时候交啊？
When are you going to give us your tuition fee?
我说再等等，在路上。
So wait for a while, it's on the way.
有一次他很不耐烦告诉我。
So one day she lost her patience.
你如果说这个学费还在路上，你去找院长说去。
So if you say that the fee is on the way, go to talk to the principal.
那我说还在路上。
So I said, yes, the fee is on the way. So I went to the principal.
对，我们院长不错，这个你信心很足。
So the principal said, he's good, he's nice. He said, yeah, you have faith. Let's pray together.
所以我们他一管我要，我就找院长去了，我们就祷告。
So every time when the secretary asks me for money, I just go to look for the principal to pray together.
因为在那个时候。我没有任何的依靠，我只有依靠特别神。
So that time I had nothing to depend on. I only can depend on this God.
所以来说呢，在那段时间里面，神让我学习仰望他，依靠他。
So during those school years, I learned to cry out to Him and hang on to Him.
过去我觉得我很虔诚，过去我觉得我很属灵。
Before I thought I'm very pious, I'm very really.
但是在那个时候。我才觉得我是这样的软弱。
But that time I know that I'm weak.
我是这样的，是依靠我自己力量来生活，来走这条路。
So before I tried to depend on my own strength to walk this way.
所以在神学院里面，我让我学习了如何来依靠他，来仰望他。
But in the Bible school, I learned how to cry out to the Lord to depend on Him.
在神学院的几年的生活里面，我们有很多的见证，我学习了很多。
So in those 3 years, in the Bible school, I learned a lot.
那么曾经有一次啊，曾经有一次呢
，Give you example.
我的同学跟我说，就春节的时候啊，跟我说我要到四川去啊，我要去探望孤儿院。
One of my classmates said, I want to go to Sichuan, China, to visit orphanage.
当时呢，我就有感动。哎，我说你等等，我有点事儿告诉你。
So I said, okay, wait a while. I want to tell you something.
我手就伸到了口袋里，我口袋里有200块钱加这港币。
So I put my hand in my pocket. I have $200 Hong Kong dollars.
我一边跟他打招呼，一边向他走。
So I'm greeting him and then walk towards him.
一边手里摸着那两张票
，So
200港币。
In my hands, I'm holding those two cash.
是给一百还是两百
？So I thought, should I give him 100 or 200？
两百还是一百？
是 200 or 100？
很挣扎。
It's a struggle.
等到跟前的时候
，So when I walk toward him,
我里面的信心告诉我，你劝给他。
So the faith inside me told me, give him all.
这200块钱不多，但是对我来说很重要。
This 200 Hong Kong dollars is not much, but it's so important for me.
你知道，我们是在山上，神院在山上。
Because our Bible school is on a mountain.
香港夏天很热。
Because in Hong Kong is very hot in the summer.
从山下到山上，20块钱就能够打的上。
Because if you want to go from go to the mountain.$20, you can go.
但是20块钱我就舍不得。
Actually, even $20 for taxi, I don't want to spend.
半个小时走上来。
Because I always walk to the mountain.
所以这200块钱可以坐10次出租车。
Because this $200, I can take 10 times taxi.
怎么我心里怎么叫我怎么全拿出来？怎么那么痛快
？How come the Lord want me to take all? Give to him.
想了想，到同学身边了。
So I thought, think, I go to the brother.
必须做出决定。
So I had to make the decision.
所以手伸出来了，200块钱全给他。
So I stretched my hand, $200.
所以给他完之后，我很那个 勉强的那个笑，我想象中我那个笑是怎么笑啊。
So I gave it to him and I smiled, but at the end of my smile was pretty plastic.
我说就那点钱，给孩子们买点糖块给他们啊，过年。
So I said only this amount, just buy some for the orphans.
完了之后我就回去了。
So I went home.
这一路上心里很不是滋味。
So on the way home, my heart was very, very feel very sore.
是不是太多了
？Did I give him too much？
后来，这个吃饭的时候，我的信箱里面。
So at the dinner time, I found in my mailbox
出现了一个信封。
So it is envelope.
信封上写着：“耶和华已经。”
On the envelope said, "Jehovah Alone."
打开一看，
我来 open。
你们猜怎么样
？What happens？
2000块钱。
So there's $2,000.
不知道谁给的。
I didn't know who gave it to me.
并且后来这几年每年都有。
But actually after that, every year I receive the same thing.
所以在那段生活里面
，So in those days，
我们过得非常的节俭。
Though we live a very thrifty life，
在世人眼里过得非常惨。
In the eyes of the worldly people, we are really, really living a bad life.
我们经常是把晚上的一些剩饭、剩菜都盛在饭盒里面。
So a lot of times we are going to save the dinner leftovers, put in the boxes.
转天我们自己弄。
So the second day we come and eat.
那实际上我们在那里，我们真的在学习这个信息。
So in those days, in those places, we learned about faith.
过去我们有的时候，我们觉得这些都不是问题。
So before, what we had in our pockets, we thought that's not a problem.
当我们没有的时候，那才真正是没有任何依靠，唯独的依靠就是神。
So what we do not have, and then we only have the Lord to depend on.
是啊，在那阵儿，我们经历是最多的。
So in those days, we had so much experience.
所以当我们有缺乏的时候
，When we have that lack,
我们俩就是怎么样祷告。
So two of us come together to pray.
不是靠自己去到哪去学钱去，不是。
We do not go and to, like to get money.
我们就是祷告。
We just pray.
那有一次
啊 ，another time.
那有一次，一个同学来找我。
There's one classmate come to look for me.
跟我说，我在祷告当中我有感动。
So when I was praying, I felt the Holy Spirit touched me.
我要来帮助你。
I want to help you.
为你这个学费和生活费来解决你的问题。
I want to help you with your tuition fee and your living expenses.
我一看这个同学是过去我不太熟悉的人。
So when I look at him, he's someone I'm not familiar with.
在我的印象里面，这个同学是很娇气的一个人。
In my expression, this person is really a fragile person.
我心想，他怎么能帮助我
？I thought, how come he can help me?
那真的没过几天。
Actually, after a few days,
他送来了一张表。
So he gave me a phone.
他说这是一个机构。
This is a organization.
发表可以填一填，他能够帮助你。
You can fill out the form and they are going to help you.
我说你把握性那么大。
So you really you have the you know you believe?
他说是。He said, 我祷告有这个意向。
So when I pray, I think I have this vision.
我们俩半信半疑，把这表给填了。
So anyway, we filled the form with a lot of doubt.
因为这个机构是专门是解决香港牧者这个没有工作的时候的那种机构，补助他们，帮助他们。
So this is an organization. They help pastors if they lose their job.
对我们这个国外北美，就是北美的这个学员来说。基本上是不考虑的。
But that is for the people in Hong Kong. It's not for people overseas.
但是上帝就叫他考虑。
But God really thought about us.
后来又有一个老姐妹来找我。
And after that, there's another older sister.
哎呀，你这个读神学怎么不跟我讲呢？
So why didn't you tell me you are in the Bible school?
原来我们在美国认识。
And because we knew each other in the States.
他说我们有感动，我们整个的这个我的兄弟，我的对我感动，我们要帮助你。
He said, my husband and me, we felt we want to help you.
所以就在这段过程里面，那么让我们看到这位神是非常真实，是非常信实。
During this time, we found that the Lord is really, really faithful.
你说过于太和，过了这儿，那命还在，对不对？那么越走怎么样？那水都下去了。
So just like crossing Jordan, we walk and the water is going to merge, but we walk, the water is going to cover you.
在最后，我们毕业了，回来的时候。
But what actually retreated? So after we graduated.
那我们就托运东西，买机票。
So we buy tickets and also want to transport our stuff.
当时我们差多少钱？差10,000港币。
And actually we're short of 10,000 Hong Kong.
后来我们祷告，上帝他能够供应。
So we pray.
我们就祷告。
Pray that God will supply.
这个下午祷告，晚上我们姐妹呢去接孩子到山下。
So in the afternoon we pray, in the evening, and we to take our child from the.
在校巴上有一位同学就问他。
So on the school bus, there's a classmate ask her.
哎，你们要回去准备的怎么样了？
So you're going back to Canada. How well have you prepared?
我们姐妹还不好意思说，我们还有点问题我们再等一等，还没有买机票。
So he said something. Oh yeah, we are still waiting.
转天。
So the second day,
这位姐妹来了。
So this sister,
递给她一张支票。
Sister come to give her check.
这张支票上写了多少钱？
You know how much it's written on the check?
10,000。
It's 10,000 Hong Kong dollars.
她说你们走了，我们也没有什么能帮助你们的。你把这张支票收下。
So you are leaving, and we have nothing much to help you, but you please receive this check.
所以这就是上帝。
This is God.
上帝他拣选我们。
When God chooses us,
他不是让我们怎么样为他怎么样做出一个伟大的事业来，不是。
Not to do great, great things for Him. No.
他是让我们来经历他。
He wants us to experience His reality.
被他所得着。
And to be.To actually, he's going to get us.
当我们被他得着的时候
，When he get us,
我们那份丰盛的生命就出来。
He will give us an abundant life.
所以感谢神。
So thank Lord.
我们身上有很多的软弱。
So you know we have a lot of weaknesses in our life.
我们也常常的在神面前得罪神。
So many times we might even offend God.
但是神非常爱我们。
But God really loves us.
我们所做的
all the things we do,
我们没有任何的夸口
nothing to boast about.
因为上帝那份爱
because God's love.
对于我们来说，我们所做的那是远远的不够的
compared to what we have done. What we have done is nothing.
所以今天我们在神面前的服侍。
So today the service we offer in front of God,
不是在为神做什么。
We're not doing anything to God,
而是神是让我们能够依靠仰望他。他要得到我们。
Actually, it's God want to just to get us and to know Him and to cry to Him to give us life.
他让我们得生命，得的更丰盛。
To give us life and give us abundant life.
好，谢谢。
我们要不要补充一下？对吧？对。
那个时间挺短的，我就简单讲一下，就是为什么崔传道去读 读神学，他中间他忘了一段。
Just a few words, he forgot something.
Yeah, 因为我们就移民加拿大的时候，就是还是有一点困难的。
So when we tried to immigrate to Canada, actually there was some difficulties.
所以要第二次面试。
So there's a second interview.
这个移民加拿大对我们也是很重要的事情啊。
Of course, this immigration is very important to us.
所以我们就拼命的祷告啊，第二次面试，预备第二次面试。
So for the second interview, actually we prayed hard.
我们俩就尽职祷告。
So that time we started fasting and praying.
祷告的时候呢，崔传道说就说，我们俩尽职祷告，祷告完后他说你看到什么没有
？So when we prayed, he said, "Did you see anything visions?"
我说没有，什么也没看到。
Nothing I saw.
他说我看到一幅画面。
I saw a picture.
就是移民官，跟我们俩在一个房间里，面谈。
He said, the immigration officer put us in a room and talking to both of us.
完了，我们面谈通过了。
And we passed.
我说你说的不对。
I said, what you say is not right.
因为我面谈过一次。
Because I had some interviews before.
是在一个大厅里。
It is going to be in a hall.
一个小窗户，一个小窗户的。
And it's one window another.
是不可能进房间的。
It's not in a room.
他说我看到就是这样。
I said I saw visions like this. It's in a room.
并且在祷告当中，他跟神说。
And also in the prayer, he talked to the Lord.
他说你让我们全家移民加拿大的话，我就把我的生命献上作为活祭。
So he said, if you lead us to Canada, and I will offer myself as a living sacrifice.
其实他那下也不懂什么叫活祭啊，我们信主不久。
So those days he didn't know what is a living sacrifice. We were new believers.
对，所以我们的那个面谈就跟他看见的一样，是在房间里，并且我们的面谈很顺利。
But actually what happened was we were interviewed in a room and which went very smooth.
所以因为他跟神许了这个愿说要服侍神。
So when he promised the Lord, he wanted to serve the Lord.
所以呢就是我们一直在考虑这个事情啊，考虑了好几年，一直到他生病以后他才做出最后的决定。
So when he think he had the call to serve the Lord full time, and until he made the decision actually quite a few years until he was sick.
是，就是说不容易。但是他，崔传道他跟神说了要去服侍，所以他必须要遵守这个诺言，因为他跟神许的愿。
Because he had promised God to do this, and then he felt he need to do this.
他说他要去服侍神。说实在的，我不敢去阻止他。
He said he's going to serve the Lord. I dare not to stop him.
因为很多人分享就说，他说啊，我先生或者是太太说想去服侍神，说我说 no。
Some people they said my husband or wife want to serve the Lord, I said no。
但是我不敢。
But I did not。
我想，他如果服侍神，然后神叫他去，我说不行，将来的这个罪就归到我身上。
So I said if he wants to serve the Lord and I stop him.那个心会不要碰壁。
真的，我真是这么想的。
I really thought so。
但是我心里也是很害怕的，说实在。
But I was very afraid。
我想他读了神学回来以后没有工作，然后我们怎么生活
？So I thought after he graduated and then he had no job and how can we live a life？
所以呢，他要走的那段时间呢，所以我就跟神要一个应许，要给我一个应许。
So before he leave to go to the school, I asked for a confirmation sign.
我自己偷偷的祷告，我就跟神说，我说如果你呼召确实是呼召他，并且你将来也要使用他，你也会。让他回来以后就是能够有一个地方去服侍，那么就给我一个认证。
So I asked the Lord for a sign to confirm if you really call him to go to Bible school and afterwards you want him to serve you and give me a sign.
当时他还在做那个装修公司哈。
That time he has a company for renovation.
所以我就随便选了一个，我说那个如果明天有人给他一个刷油漆的工作。
So I asked if tomorrow somebody asked him to do some painting.
1,000.
如果是如果是1,000的，
那就是神你给我的应许。
Though that is a sign.
所以第二天呢，就有人打电话给崔传道。
So the second day somebody called him.
我说，哎，他就不接电话。
So he didn't want to pick up the phone.
因为他一直在预备要走嘛，所以他不想再做任何工作了。
So he didn't, didn't want to do any work because he's preparing to go.
我就说你为什么不接电话呢？
Why didn't you pick up the phone?
万一有什么事呢？他说不接。
So if anything important happens, he said, no, I don't pick up the phone.
最终他还是我逼着他接了一个电话。
So I still force him to pick up the phone.
然后那个人就说，我有一个油漆的活儿。
So he said, I have some painting job.
他说你给估个价吧。
So could you do an estimation?
他说啊，950吧。
So he said, okay, 950.
那人说，哎呀，有点少。千吧。
Well, that person said, Simpson, to lead, I'll give you 1,000.
哦，他说，哦，1,000就1,000吧。因为一般人都往下讲，他那个，因为那个人是个 manager, 就是那个公寓的 manager, 所以他把那价格还往上提。
Most people want to talk, negotiate, to put the price down, but that person put the price up.
Yeah, 就是1,000，就是。
It is 1,000.
所以呢，我后来我才跟他说，我是知道这是神真正的给我们的应许。
So later I talked to him and said, "This is a sign given from the Lord."
所以呢，自从我们俩一起去读书啊，在服侍啊，确实经历了很多，神真的给我们真的丰丰富富，从来没有亏欠过我们。
So when we were in the Bible school, Lord really let us experience him.A lot, and he never really put us in a position of lacking anything.
所以感谢神啊，那个虽然我现在这服侍也不是说一帆风顺，但是每想起神对我们的呼召啊，所以我们都是还是很有信心的，哎，就是做神让我们做的事情。
So when though now life is not that easy either, but when we think aboutLord's goodness and the experience, we have such faith.
所以我们家有一句话说什么？神的恩典够我们用。
So we always say God's grace is sufficient.
谢谢。
谢谢谢谢谢谢。Anna. Anna. 我们是不是真的要感恩的神啊？
Should we praise God?
神是不是很真实啊？
How truthful he is.
我跟你讲，今天对他们来说是很真实的，这些经历在我们每一个人的身上都会是很真实的。
So this couple, to him, to them, God is faithful. But to each of us, God is still faithful.
可能以不同的形式来出现。
He may be presenting himself in different ways.
就像我刚才讲的，武汉的这些弟兄姐妹是怎么样来向他们显现。
Just what I have mentioned earlier on how God has appealed to those who are in Wuhan.
我们中间也有很多的经历。
And among us there will be many more testimony like that.
那我相信今天他们讲的其中一个主题就是这个经济方面，对吧？经历在经济方面的祝福。
So I believe that the message today is focused on the financial blessings from the Lord.
那我想为什么我们常常讲经济呢？因为经济是我们都关心的事情。
So how can we constantly talk about money? Because as a money blessing is something that we need to focus on.
好多人都想在这里面经历神。
A lot of people want to experience God in terms of financial needs.
在马太福音里面也特别的讲到，就是说神就和耶稣讲呢，就是说这个 money 有时候呢，它真的是非常的危险。
So in Matthew it says money sometimes is a dangerous thing.
因为他说你人呢不能既侍奉神又侍奉马。
Because as a man you cannot serve both money and the Lord.
啊，他不是重这个轻那个，就是爱这个恨那个。
Either you will put more emphasis on this or the other, or you will love this and hate the other.
所以神知道，就是说我们需要。
So Lord knows that we have needs.
那我上次也讲了，我们需要的不是钱，我们需要的是供应。
So last time I talked about what we need is not the money itself, but is the provision that God gives.
是 provision， 但是呢，现在在这个社会上表现出来的就是钱。
But in this society, what it appears to be just money.
所以中国有一句话是“人为财死，鸟为食亡”。
So there's a saying in the Chinese that man will die for money, same as a bird would die for food.
其实人真正需要的是供应。
So the what us really need is a provision.
Supplies.
Yes, supplies, 供应。
所以呢，就是说，当然，现在这个世界上，神允许这些钱来流通，他也尊重世界上的律法。
So, God honors how man works on earth and how currencies flows.
但是我们在这个事情上，我们都会经历神。
But in terms of money, we will always experience Him.
所以通过他们的见证呢，我们真的让我们信心大增。
So through their testimonies, it has encouraged our own faith.
大家过去也听过我的很多的见证。
So I believe you have also heard about my own testimonies.
我们中间也有很多的见证。
And among us, there are many testimonies like this as well.
那最近如果有人要讲的话，最近现在就有很多的见证关于神怎么样来供应。
So if you want to talk about even current days, we have a lot of testimonies like this.
那最关键的就是刚才崔传道分享的那句经文：先求他的国和他的义。
So the most important thing is what Pastor Trey has shared, to seek his kingdom and his righteousness first.
所以这是我们的重点。
So this is our emphasis.
我们的神真的是一个给我们一个丰盛的神。
So God is abundant, give us abundance, God. God will give us abundance.
所以我们大家起立一起做一个祷告。
So we will rise and we will pray.
主啊，我们感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
通过弟兄姐妹的见证，我们知道你是多么的信实。
We know how faithful you are through our brother and sister's testimony.
有时候把我们放在一个境地，好像我们很软弱。
Sometimes you put us in a situation that we are so weak and fragile.
我们左右的援助，我们的人和事都离开了。
So all the things that we depend on from the left to the right, you have left them apart.
但是主，你就让我们转向你。
But Lord, you want us to return to you.
主啊，谢谢你的美意。
Thank you for your goodness.
你说你的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
So your will is to give us a peace, not to harm us.
是要叫我们幕后有指望。
So that you give us hope.
你要让我们幕后有指望。
You want to give us hope in the end.
主啊，是的，主，因为你看得很长久。
Because you have long visions.
也不要让我们眼睛盯在这个短暂的事情上。
You do not want us to focus on the things that just short-sighted.
主啊，你就像这些摩西的祷告一样，让我们得着智慧的心。
So we just pray as Moses had prayed, give us a heart of wisdom.
他说我们的年日就是七十岁，如果先壮志到八十岁。
He said that if our lives is about 70 years, if we are stronger, we can probably live until 80 years.
都在你的震怒之下。
But it's all under your righteousness.
但是主啊，是的主，他就求让我们得着智慧的心。
But he prayed for us to give us a heart of wisdom.
这样数算自己的日子。
So that we can count the days of our lives.
主啊，是的主，今天真的听了见证，主啊，我们再次的反省。
So we will reflect ourselves again after we heard about the testimony.
在以后的日子里面，让我们来数算我们的日子。
So in the coming days, we will count the days of our lives.
在地上这些日子里面，我们真的活出一个丰盛的生命。
so that we will have abundant life on this earth.
主啊，我们再次的说，你来增添我们的信心。
Lord, we ask you to increase our faith again.
主啊，让我们知道，主啊，你是一个信实的主。
So that we will know that you are faithful God.
你会解决我们的一切的难题。
You will solve all our problems.
我们再次的来装线。
We want to turn to you again.
再次的来祷告。
We want to pray to you again.
我们把我们一些事情可以带到主的面前来祷告，有一些事情你觉得就是一个难题。
You can also bring your own problems to the Lord, and you can pray about this.
现在我们就来祷告，也有声无声的来祷告。
We'll pray right now, and whether you will speak or not.
神是信实的。
Lord is faithful.
好嘞，我们有一两分钟的祷告，自己来祷告。
So just pray a minute or two, just祷告。